In a world where attention spans are shrinking faster than ice caps, Robin Ryan's groundbreaking approach to job interviews has become a career-saving lifeline for thousands. Featured on Oprah and embraced by Fortune 500 executives, 60 Seconds and You're Hired has transformed the interview process for job seekers worldwide. What makes this methodology so powerful? The concept is deceptively simple, yet profoundly effective. Capture the interviewer's attention in just 1 minute. In today's competitive job market, where employers receive thousands of applications for a single position, Microsoft alone receives over 3 million resumes annually, your ability to stand out quickly isn't just helpful, it's essential. Ryan's techniques have helped countless professionals secure positions with salary increases of 15 to 50%, making this one of the most financially impactful career books of the past decade. In our media-saturated world, attention spans have dramatically shortened. Twitter limits characters, commercials last seconds rather than minutes, and news segments are delivered in brief soundbites. This same principle applies powerfully in job interviews, where hiring managers are often distracted, tired, or simply bored after meeting multiple candidates. The 60-second approach recognizes this reality and works with human psychology rather than against it. When you deliver concise, powerful answers under 1 minute, something remarkable happens. Interviewers actually listen. They engage with your content rather than mentally wandering off during long-winded responses. Consider the perspective of a typical hiring manager who might interview 8 candidates in a single day. By the 4th interview, their attention is fragmented, their energy depleted. A candidate who rambles for 5 minutes about their work history quickly loses the interviewer's focus. But someone who delivers a crisp, compelling 60-second response highlighting specific accomplishments immediately stands out. This technique isn't about rushing or providing insufficient information. Rather, it's about distilling your experience into its most potent form, creating what Ryan calls your verbal business card. Just as a well-designed business card communicates essential information at a glance, your 60-second responses capture your professional essence in a memorable way. The approach also aligns with how our brains process information. Cognitive research shows that people retain information better when it's presented in compact, focused segments rather than extended monologues. By structuring your responses this way, you're not just being considerate of the interviewer's time, you're actually increasing the likelihood they'll remember your key qualifications after you've left the room. Perhaps most importantly, the 60-second framework forces clarity. When you know you must communicate your value quickly, you naturally eliminate fluff and focus on substance. This mental discipline transforms how you present yourself, shifting from vague generalities to specific, compelling examples of your capabilities. The foundation of interview success lies in strategic preparation, and the 5-point agenda serves as your blueprint. This powerful tool helps you identify and emphasize your 5 most marketable qualities throughout the interview process, creating a cohesive narrative about your value to the employer. To develop your agenda, begin with thorough self-assessment. Review your work history, identifying major responsibilities and accomplishments from previous positions. What problems did you solve? Which projects showcased your leadership? Where did you exceed expectations? Document these achievements with specific metrics whenever possible: percentages improved, money saved, efficiency gained. Next, research the employer thoroughly. Study their website, annual reports, press releases, and social media presence. What challenges are they facing? What language do they use to describe their culture and values? If possible, connect with current or former employees through your network to gain insider perspectives on what qualities they most value. Now comes the critical step: matching your abilities to their needs. Analyze the job description carefully, noting both explicit requirements and implied qualities. Which of your experiences align most closely with what they're seeking? Select 5 points that demonstrate your capacity to excel in this specific role, not just generic strengths, but capabilities directly relevant to their situation. Consider how a software engineer successfully crafted his agenda when moving from a small IT company to a major tech organization. Rather than broadly stating, "I'm a good programmer," he specifically highlighted 4 years of engineering experience delivering results through C++ and C# programming for airplane electronics, collaboration with technical teams on data analysis from global databases, training new team members, excellent technical writing skills that produced widely circulated reports and manuals, and the ability to contribute quickly to the organization. This targeted approach works across industries and experience levels. A program coordinator transitioning from teaching emphasized 6 years of classroom experience, program coordination expertise, event organization skills, technical communication abilities, and success as both an individual contributor and team collaborator, effectively translating her educational background into transferable business skills. The power of the 5-point agenda lies in repetition and reinforcement. Throughout the interview, you'll strategically emphasize these 5 points, finding opportunities to illustrate each one with concrete examples. This consistent messaging breaks through the interviewer's potential disinterest and makes you memorable in a way that scattered, unfocused responses cannot achieve. Job seekers consistently report that this technique makes interview preparation significantly easier. Rather than trying to anticipate every possible question, you develop a framework that can be adapted to address various inquiries. The focused approach also earns high ratings from interviewers, who appreciate candidates who communicate clearly and relevantly rather than rambling through disconnected anecdotes.
The 60-second sell transforms your 5-point agenda into a powerful verbal presentation that captures employer attention and demonstrates your value concisely. This carefully crafted statement serves multiple purposes throughout the interview process, from answering common opening questions to providing a memorable conclusion. Think of the 60-second sell as your professional highlight reel, showcasing your most impressive qualifications in just enough detail to generate interest without overwhelming the listener. It's not a complete work history or exhaustive skills inventory, but rather a strategic summary of why you're the ideal candidate for this specific position. The structure is elegant in its simplicity. You'll link your 5 agenda points in logical order, creating a coherent narrative about your professional identity. The statement typically begins with a brief overview of your relevant experience, then flows through each point with supporting details that demonstrate concrete results. For example, an HR professional pursuing a strategic leadership role crafted this 60-second sell. "I'm an award-winning HR leader with 15 years of experience providing strategic direction. My work helped my current employer become a national best places to work company. I'm a global thinker who cut attrition by 60% and displayed entrepreneurial drive in delivering new programs and systems. The CEO recognized my innovative leadership that consistently exceeded expectations. I'm excited about bringing these skills to your organization." Notice how this candidate doesn't just claim qualities like strategic thinking or innovation. She provides specific evidence through metrics and recognition. The statement flows naturally from point to point while maintaining a consistent focus on value delivery. Most importantly, it's tailored to the specific opportunity rather than being a generic self-promotion. The 60-second sell proves particularly valuable for handling the dreaded "tell me about yourself" question that opens many interviews. This seemingly casual inquiry actually presents a significant strategic opportunity that many candidates squander with rambling life stories or chronological work histories. Instead, your prepared statement immediately focuses the conversation on your most relevant qualifications. Job hunters consistently praise this tool for its versatility and effectiveness. It captures employer attention from the outset, provides concise answers to potentially tricky questions, and offers a powerful conclusion that reinforces key points. Perhaps most importantly, it's easy to use even when nervousness might otherwise derail your presentation. Remember that both your 5-point agenda and 60-second sell must be customized for each interview based on the employer's specific needs and priorities. What impresses one organization might be irrelevant to another. This tailoring demonstrates your seriousness about the position and your understanding of their unique challenges, qualities that immediately set you apart from candidates who deliver one-size-fits-all presentations.
The employment landscape has transformed dramatically in recent years, with profound implications for how companies hire and what they seek in candidates. Understanding these shifts gives you crucial context for positioning yourself effectively during interviews. Companies lose billions annually from bad hiring decisions, with 1 in 5 hires resulting in termination or employer regret. The cost of replacing employees ranges from 30 to 50% of annual salary for entry-level positions to 400% for specialized roles. This financial reality has made employers increasingly cautious and selective. Today's organizations seek nimble employees who maximize productivity and adapt to change rather than simply filling static job descriptions. Global competition, technological disruption, mergers, acquisitions, and outsourcing have created an environment where business models evolve rapidly. While restructuring and layoffs have become commonplace, companies simultaneously recruit new talent to help them navigate these changes. This paradoxical situation, simultaneous downsizing and hiring, reflects a fundamental skills mismatch. Many employers report difficulty finding workers with the capabilities they need despite receiving numerous applications. They now seek broadly skilled, adaptable learners who can grow into future roles rather than specialists limited to narrow functions. The salary implications of these trends are significant. Long-term employees typically receive modest annual raises of 2 to 5%, while job changes can yield 15 to 20% salary increases. Forbes notes that loyal employees earn approximately 50% less over their careers than those who strategically change positions, potentially $500,000 to $1 million in lost wages for mid-level professionals. This reality explains why dissatisfaction has surpassed layoffs as the primary reason people seek new positions. The most significant hiring change across organizations of all sizes is the emergence of the ideal worker persona. Employers now hire for both aptitude and attitude, valuing team players who can achieve results in an evolving workplace. They assess not just current skills, but future potential, evaluating past performance alongside flexibility and learning capacity. To project this ideal worker persona, you must demonstrate several key qualities: being a quick learner who's adaptable and flexible, showing enthusiasm for developing new skills, maintaining a success attitude focused on productivity, and exhibiting problem-solving initiative. These traits transcend age, experience level, or background, allowing you to overcome potential stereotypes about older workers, millennials, working parents, or those previously laid off. Fast-growing companies like Google and Apple attract workers with opportunities for accomplishment, advancement, and competitive compensation. These employers receive overwhelming application volumes. Microsoft alone reviews over 3 million resumes annually. The competition is fierce, but understanding what modern employers truly value gives you a significant advantage in positioning yourself as the solution to their needs. In the competitive job market, proper etiquette gives you a critical edge. Your appearance, behavior, and manners significantly influence the employer's assessment of your professionalism and organizational fit. First impressions form within seconds and prove remarkably difficult to change. Before you speak a single word, interviewers evaluate your appearance, making judgments about your professionalism, attention to detail, and understanding of their workplace culture. Dress conservatively and professionally. Business suits for men, suits or pantsuits for women. Neatness matters as much as appropriate attire. Clean, pressed clothes that fit well, shine shoes, good grooming, and minimal accessories communicate that you take the opportunity seriously. When greeting interviewers, offer a firm handshake, never a weak fingertip-only grip, while maintaining eye contact and smiling naturally. This initial physical interaction establishes your confidence and interpersonal comfort. Throughout the conversation, continue making eye contact to convey credibility and engagement. Your nonverbal communication, facial expressions, gestures, and vocal intonations significantly impacts the impression you make, often more powerfully than your actual words. Punctuality is non-negotiable. Many employers believe candidates who arrive late to interviews will become chronically tardy employees.
Get directions in advance, know your route, and give yourself extra time to arrive early, entering the employer's office about 5 minutes before your scheduled appointment. This demonstrates reliability and respect for others' time. During the conversation, sell yourself with concrete examples rather than exaggeration. Employers typically verify claims, and dishonesty can lead to termination even after hiring. Avoid bragging and name-dropping, which create negative impressions. Never speak negatively about former employers or bosses. This reflects poorly on you, not them, suggesting you might similarly criticize your new employer in the future. If the interview includes a meal, remember this remains a professional evaluation, not a social occasion. Choose foods that are easy to eat, avoid alcohol, and don't order the most expensive menu items. Never monopolize conversation or use crude language. Be polite to servers, use proper table manners, and let the employer pay the tab. Your behavior demonstrates how you'd represent the company at business functions. After the interview, a handwritten thank you note can tip the decision in your favor when candidates are closely matched. Use a professional card with thank you on the front, writing a few lines expressing appreciation and reiterating your key strengths. Unlike typed letters or emails, which are quickly forgotten, handwritten notes stand out as personal communications requiring extra effort. Mail them within 24 hours to demonstrate your promptness and continued interest. These etiquette elements might seem minor compared to your qualifications, but they significantly influence hiring decisions. When multiple candidates possess similar technical skills, these professional courtesies often determine who receives the offer. By mastering these details, you demonstrate the polish and awareness that employers seek in representatives of their organization.
Successful interview answers require advanced preparation, concise delivery, demonstrated job capability, and exhibiting ideal worker traits. The most effective responses include quantifiable achievements and descriptive examples of past performance, all delivered in under 60 seconds. Behavioral interviewing techniques have become increasingly common across industries. These questions ask for specific examples of past work situations to predict future performance, typically beginning with phrases like, "Give me an example," "Tell me about a time," or "Describe a situation." Interviewers take detailed notes and probe for specifics, making preparation essential. When addressing skill gaps, show eagerness to learn rather than defensiveness. For example, when lacking sales experience, emphasize transferable customer service skills, willingness to learn through self-study, and commitment to becoming a top performer. This approach acknowledges reality while focusing on solutions rather than limitations. For questions about difficult workplace situations, avoid personal attacks and instead focus on specific performance issues that affected workflow, demonstrating your problem-solving approach. When asked about failures, reframe them as learning experiences with specific improvements you implemented afterward. This shows maturity and growth mindset rather than defensiveness. If deemed overqualified, explain logical reasons for seeking a position with different priorities. Perhaps you're seeking reduced travel, more stability, or work that better aligns with your values. When discussing workplace dislikes, mention neutral issues, like outdated equipment, rather than interpersonal problems, which raise red flags about potential conflict. Questions about supervision require particular care. When discussing your management style, be truthful while emphasizing collaboration and team building. For coaching employees, share stories where you empowered staff with additional training or worked across departments to achieve results. When addressing poor performance, show how you provide clear direction, coaching, and training to help employees improve before considering termination. Technical questions demand both specialized knowledge and clear communication. Be honest about your experience level with specific software or technologies. Never bluff. If you lack experience with a particular tool, emphasize your transferable skills and willingness to learn. Always bring work samples when possible to demonstrate your expertise, and be prepared to discuss industry trends outside your immediate specialty. For questions about employment gaps, address the specific reason, illness, family care, maternity, while emphasizing the issue is resolved and won't affect your performance. For extended unemployment, explain how you use the time productively. I took classes to enhance my skills, or I learned Spanish to better serve Hispanic customers.
Some interviewers may ask illegal questions about age, religion, race, nationality, gender, or family planning. While these violate employment law, refusing to answer might cost you the opportunity. If you want the job, provide reassuring responses that address the underlying worry about reliability and commitment without seeming confrontational. Throughout all responses, maintain the 60-second discipline. This isn't about rushing or providing insufficient information, but rather about distilling your experience into its most potent form. Practice your answers to anticipated questions, focusing on concrete examples that demonstrate your capabilities while aligning with your 5-point agenda.
Salary questions represent one of the most challenging aspects of the interview process, yet handling them correctly can significantly impact your financial future. The fundamental principle is, whoever mentions money first loses. Don't let it be you. Establishing your value before discussing compensation is essential for maximizing your offer. When employers decide they must have you, the psychology shifts dramatically in your favor. The conversation transforms from you selling yourself to them recruiting you, a role reversal that gives you significant negotiating leverage. This is why prematurely discussing salary undermines your position. You haven't yet demonstrated your full value. Before any interview, research comparable salaries in your geographical area through association publications, business magazines, online salary surveys, and Department of Labor statistics. Ask colleagues targeted questions like, "Would $65,000 be reasonable for this position at your company?" Understanding market rates gives you realistic expectations and confidence during negotiations. When job applications request salary history, the best strategy is to provide nothing. Leave these requests blank. Both high and low salary histories can eliminate candidates. High figures seem unaffordable, while low ones suggest inferior qualifications. When pressed, reference industry salary surveys instead. Engineering Magazine's survey indicates manufacturing engineers with my experience earn between $75,000 to $100,000, and I'm within that range. During interviews, when asked about salary expectations, avoid naming a figure first. Instead, use the salary extractor technique by responding, "What is the salary range this position pays?" When they provide a range, simply reply, "I'm within your range," or "I'm near that range." For persistent interviewers, explain that compensation is tied to responsibilities and suggest discussing it later after learning more about the position. Never reveal your current salary. This limits negotiation potential, since employers typically only offer 5 to 10% more than your current pay, even when they have more budgeted. Wait until after receiving a job offer to discuss compensation details. At that point, you've established your value, and the employer has psychologically committed to hiring you. Women earn 23% less than men, according to Department of Labor statistics, a gap that hasn't changed significantly in a decade. This discrepancy largely stems from negotiation differences. Women typically accept initial offers, while men negotiate. When Laura accepts $58,000, Jack negotiates up to $70,000 for the same position, a 21% difference that compounds with every future raise and bonus. Women must shift from socially ingrained politeness to confidently expecting top compensation for their talents. Successful negotiation begins with mental preparation. Overcome self-doubt by acknowledging your above-average abilities and reminding yourself that you deserve maximum compensation for the value you bring. Throughout negotiations, resell yourself by emphasizing your skills and how quickly you'll be productive. Use lead-in statements like, "I'm interested in the position, but disappointed the offer was lower than expected given my experience." Don't forget to negotiate beyond base salary. Signing bonuses have regained popularity across industries, typically ranging from $3,000 to $25,000. Additional vacation days, flexible schedules, education benefits, and relocation packages often have significant value while costing employers relatively little. The key is that you must ask. Employers rarely volunteer these benefits, but often agree when requested.
The way you end an interview significantly impacts your chances of receiving an offer. Most employers use some rating system after interviews, and your closing impression heavily influences their final assessment. Using your 60-second sell as you conclude leaves the interviewer with a clear reminder of your 5 most marketable skills. seasoned interviewers often forget candidates soon after they leave. By strategically deploying your 60-second sell at the end, you ensure your strengths remain memorable. Incorporate any major point you learned during the interview, replacing one of your original points to address the organization's specific needs. This demonstrates your listening skills and ability to adapt to their priorities. After the interview, find a quiet spot to write your assessment of the employer and position. Note job duties, workplace impressions, your potential boss, any concerns about your ability to perform the job, training needs, unanswered questions, tough questions you struggled with, your performance, areas for improvement, and your interest level in the job and company. This reflection helps you evaluate the opportunity objectively and prepare for potential follow-up conversations. A handwritten thank you note can reaffirm an employer's positive impression or tip the scales in your favor when competing with other candidates. Use a professional card with thank you printed on it or high-quality note stationery. Write a few lines thanking them for the opportunity and reiterating strengths you'd bring as a valuable contributor to their team. Mail within 24 hours, preferably the same day as the interview. If you learn another candidate was selected, don't give up immediately. Up to 15% of new hires don't work out within the first 2 months, creating secondary opportunities. Call to verify another candidate was selected and express continued interest. Check back in 4 to 6 weeks to see if the new hire is working out. Set aside pride. Being second or third choice doesn't matter if you ultimately get the job. When receiving an offer, resist accepting immediately if you plan to negotiate. Instead, arrange a follow-up meeting with the hiring manager to discuss details. This pause gives you time to consider the complete opportunity and prepare for effective negotiation. Express enthusiasm while requesting time to review the details. I'm excited about the position and appreciate the offer. I'd like to review the complete package and discuss a few details. Could we schedule a time to talk tomorrow? During the negotiation meeting, discuss not just salary, but the entire compensation package, benefits, vacation time, flexible scheduling, professional development opportunities, and performance reviews. Always get an employment letter outlining all agreed terms to protect what you've negotiated. This documentation prevents misunderstandings and ensures you receive everything promised during discussions. The interview process culminates in this final stage of securing and accepting an offer. By maintaining your professional approach through the closing phases, you complete the impression of competence and confidence that began with your first handshake. The techniques in this book, from the 60-second sell to strategic negotiation, have helped thousands of job seekers secure positions with significant salary increases and improved working conditions. With practice and preparation, you too can master the art of getting hired in just 60 seconds.